So great to be learning together. Sephardic Tshuva of the Week. This week, the learning is in memory of Richard Schultz, whose Azkara is this week. Third Azkara. Unbelievable. But we certainly deeply mourn, and we dedicate our learning in memory of Richard. Now, Richard loved to travel, and this is certainly a topic that he enjoyed. And that is, if you travel to Israel in this time of the year, what do you do in terms of Baruch Aleinu Tehem Tamatali Vracha? Because the Israelis are going to start saying Tehem Tamatali Vracha. In Eretz Yisrael, you're going to start saying that Zayin Marcheshvan. This is this week, Monday night. And in America, we only start saying it on December 4th. So what if you do in the interim? You travel to Israel. So clearly, when you are in Israel, definitely should follow the Minhag HaMakom, and should say Baruch Aleinu Tehem Tamatali Vracha when you are in Israel after Zayin Marcheshvan, even though it's before December 4th, even you are Ben Chutz Laaretz. However, what do you do when you come back? So this is Machloket. On one hand, the Be'er Machaim says that one should not continue that practice, go back to the Chutz Laaretz practice. On the other hand, B'kei Yosef, the Chesed L'Avraham, Shomei Tzibur, and Rav Avadja quotes this in Yechavadar, Chelek Aleph, in a brief tshuva, he quotes that there are that Berkei Yosef and Chesed Avraham, Shalmei Tzibur, disagreed Berim Chayim, and they should continue practice of Eretz Yisrael, especially since we need the rain this time of the year in Chutz La'aretz, currently in the United States, so therefore you should continue that practice. All right, so it's a machlokas. How do you handle the machlokas? So Rav Avadja says, and Yaakov Yosef also rules this way, that the best way to resolve this is that you do not say Tehem Tamatali Vracha. You don't say Baruch Aleinu, you say Barachenu. However, you add in Shema Koleinu, you add Tehem Tamatali Vracha. That's the essence of Baruch Aleinu, is Tehem Tamatali Vracha. And the rule is, if you forgot to say V'ten Tam Tali Vracha, if you forgot to say Baruch Aleinu, what you do is you add in Shema Koleinu V'ten Tam Tali Vracha. So this way, you're good according to all opinions. There's nothing wrong with adding V'ten Tam Tali Vracha. It's not a Siman Klala this time of the year. We are saying Mashiach Ruach Hashem. It's certainly good to be praying for rain at this time. Just the question is, should you say Baruch Aleinu or not? So since saying V'ten Tam Tali Vracha and Shema Koleinu satisfies with the avad, the requirement of a Tehem Tamatali Vracha, this way that's a good way to play it safe in this machloket, and that's what should be done halacha l'maaseh. So again, you're traveling to Israel. When you're in Israel, say Tehem Tamatali Vracha, and when you come back, you will add Tehem Tamatali Vracha in Shema Koleinu. If you're serving this as a shliach tzibur, you should not add Tehem Tamatali Vracha. You pray like the tzibur. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha and much briyut, and may this recording learning be l'ilui nishmat Richard Schultz.